We're doing Tehillim, we're up to the 8th chapter. This is one of the most phenomenal chapters. It focuses on the uniqueness of mankind, how God values humanity, a concept that we tend to forget. It's not only about being Jewish, it's about being human. Chaviv ha'adam shenivra b'tzelem. How much God loves man, for he created him in his form. All of men. L'amnatzeach ala gitit mizmor le'David, the conductor of the instrument called gitit, manufactured in the city of Gat, a song of David. Adonai Adonenu ma'adir shimcha b'chol ha'aretz. Hashem our master, how great is your name throughout land. And this verse, Hashem Adonenu ma'adir shimcha b'chol ha'aretz, is really the verse with which David opens the chapter discussing the greatness of man and concludes the chapter discussing the greatness of man. Because the greatness of man lies not only in the gifts that Hashem gave him, but also in the recognition that there is a force above. If man is left to his own whims, so then as great as he is and as powerful as God made him, he could use it to the world's detriment. And so when we have the chapter that's going to discuss the greatness of humanity, the chapter begins and concludes with the same concept. Hashem Adonenu, Hashem our master. We're about to discuss our greatness. We begin with the recognition, Hashem our master, Ma'adir Shimcha b'chol ha'aretz, how great is your name throughout land. That logic would dictate you'd leave your glories in heaven, and you did not. And not only do you receive glory from the great, mature, intelligent man, but even from the young children. You value the babies and the nursing ones, those that have yet to sin, they are clean and pure. They are the foundation of your strength. Leman sorerecha, they stand against those that want to hurt your people. Lashbitu yev mitnakim. They're the force that stands up against the enemies of Israel. Pick up here, Bezachim, next time.